17-year-old Andrew Kane likes building things with his hands. Kane is one of eight trainees using power tools to rehabilitate a duplex on Chicago Avenue in Franklinton on Columbus's west side. It's their second rehab on the block. The West High School graduate knows he wants to work in construction.
I want to be a carpenter, and I've been keeping my mind on that for like the last year or so.
Kane earns $10 an hour. The nonprofit faith-based organization Franklinton Rising wants to create more opportunities for people on the West Side who may not have had positive role models or have a criminal record. President of the organization, Tom Hefner, explains.
We're helping them obtain skills, both life and job skills, gain employment, and then housing. And our hope is that they will become a productive member of the community and a role model for others to let them know what can be done.
Hefner says the eight trainees go to classes to learn about working in the construction trades. They get help with how to use hand and power tools. Students also learn about motivation, ambition, productivity, and positive relationships. Hefner says Franklinton, the oldest community in the Columbus area, is one of the poorest. He says unemployment is 28%, more than six times the countywide rate. 20% of homes sit vacant. City officials say nearly 400 vacant homes dotted the area in December 2016. That's down, though, from 575 5 years ago.
We want to keep the heritage, the history. We want to keep the architecture so that it is back to where it was originally.
Built in 1910, the duplex that trainees are rehabbing now needed new plumbing, electrical, drywall, and windows. 20-year-old Alex Powell has been working on site for 5 weeks.
This program, it helps me learn different things that I didn't know. And when I first started, I didn't know anything about a hammer or anything.
Powell grew up on the West Side and saw his neighborhood deteriorate.
I used to see houses abandoned. And when I seen houses abandoned, I would think, like, what if I bought one of these houses one day? Or what if I be able to build or rebuild one of them for the community? And I look today as I achieved my goal.
23-year-old Josiah Bremenar directs the trainees.
They all come from different backgrounds, and as long as they come in with a willing attitude, most of them learn pretty quick, hands-on, and I feel like it's an easier way to learn than bookwork.
Longtime Chicago Avenue resident Karen Lambert says she welcomes improvements, but she's skeptical the renovations are a long-term solution.
They tear a lot of houses down, and then hopefully they can get some of them built back up and do something with this area.
Franklinton Rising's Tom Hefner says the challenges will continue.
There are still a lot of houses that are boarded up, they're vacant, and something needs to be done with them or else they may end up on that schedule for demolition.
Franklinton Rising got its first neighborhoods grant from the city this year for $40,000. The rest of its money comes from donations. Some contractors also provide free electrical or plumbing materials. A total rehab can cost up to $200,000. Josiah Bremenar says he's proud of the renovations.
It is cool, yeah. It is cool because you normally think that they'd be torn down. And if you've seen the house next door we did and this one, you would have probably knocked it over. And we had some of our own trainees say that. And so it is cool to be able to see the ending result.
Franklinton Rising President Tom Hefner says the program plans to place three of the trainees in full-time construction jobs or an apprenticeship by the end of the summer.
Life is hard, and so sometimes they have difficulty in being punctual and being as reliable as we would like, but we're teaching and we're helping them to learn how to cope with life and how to be a responsible individual.
He hopes some of the workers will one day buy a home they help to restore. The goal for the next 10 years is to transform 100 lives and 40 houses.